Introduction. You are experiencing the ultimate leadership challenge. You seek big results and will need plenty of assistance. Yet you can't hire anyone because you don't have any money. You can't bark out orders because your listeners are all volunteers. Meanwhile, these volunteers' days are consumed by classes, exams, teachers, applications, and aspirations. Finally, hundreds of fun options vie for the students' limited remaining hours. With conditions like these, you may yearn for the plush position of a corporate CEO. But somehow, students pull it off. You often hear their tales in the newspaper, magazines, and blogs. Students band together to make a huge impact on their communities. And passing you here, a couple students in Iowa create a goofy interlude dance that inspires school spirit across the state, gets featured on ESPN, and is performed worldwide. Students at Northwestern University form a group to find evidence that saves innocent people from dying on death row. Fraternities and sororities at Penn State team up to host a dance marathon that raises over $10 million for pediatric cancer. The stories go on and on. Student organizations perform amazing feats, from changing laws to saving lives, despite their difficult circumstances. Extraordinary student leaders make a difference, learn a ton, and get into prestigious schools or firms before they even have a degree. However, amazing victory does not always emerge. Often, the tough conditions overwhelm the leader, and the reality is less than glorious. Many groups lack the dedication to work toward meeting a goal. They mysteriously fail to produce results. Follow-through and morale are low. Promises are broken, and attendance diminishes. Such scenarios are depressing, but all too common. What makes the difference? So, how can a student leader overcome the odds to become another success story? What makes certain student organizations flourish while others flounder? The answers rest in the pages that follow. This book is written for individuals working with student organizations. If you're a president, advisor, executive board member, or active participant, you can use this book to enhance your organization's results. I will provide bite-sized nuggets of the most powerful leadership knowledge I've gained through years of leading, reading, and observing. I wrote this book to be read and used. So I've done my best to keep it real, cut loose, provide some laughs, and give you the tastiest leadership morsels without all that boring textbook stuff. Everything within these pages has been carefully scrutinized by a single guiding question. How can knowing this increase my organization's effectiveness? If I couldn't answer that question while researching different materials, then I harshly branded that material un-nugget-worthy and tossed it out. I encourage you to ask the same question continually as you ponder your organization in relation to this book. Overview. This book is divided into three sections and 11 chapters. The three sections are different places where you provide leadership: self, organization, and society. The diagram on the next page illustrates their relationship. As one invests in self, the organization grows, enriching society as a whole. When the student leader begins developing a leadership worldview, society serves as a boundless teaching ground for leaders to enjoy. Each of the 11 chapters opens with two quotations, the first frustrating and the second inspiring. By understanding the content of each chapter, you'll move from frustration to inspiration. After completing all 11 chapters, you'll be better equipped to excel in the face of the ultimate leadership challenge. Each of the chapters has a slightly different flavor. Some of them provide quick tips and techniques you can use immediately. Others require you to ponder for a moment to gain a new level of understanding that will subtly influence all your interactions. All of them should be fun. Feel free to jump right into the chapter that seems most relevant to your mood or current leadership challenge. So without further ado, let's start by uncovering your...